turn on the microphone. Thank you very much. Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr, Sedano, and Cap today, this afternoon, having a lot of fun. DeMarco's still dancing. Like,
love
for a big dude, you like to dance, man. You can groove, can't you?
From Black Panther, man. Yeah, come on. Hey.
All right, it's time for What You Need to Know. Lindsay, baseball, what we got?
Thanks, Beto.
I knew that was coming.
You forgot, though, that What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And what you need to know right now is that the Dodgers are going to feature Elton John bobblehead night ahead of his upcoming concerts at Dodger Stadium. They just announced this weekend that fans attending the game on Friday, September 30th, will receive an Elton John bobblehead featuring the singer in his iconic Dodgers uniform. Elton John, of course, is set to perform at the stadium November 17th, 19th, and 20th.
Wow.
And for tickets, you can visit dodgers.com/Elton John. That's what you need to know.
Piano Man, huh? Gets a bobblehead?
I have to. I feel like I need to get that. Like, that's an amazing.
How old is Sir
Billy
John?
Then what's Elton John?
Yeah, Elton John.
I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
Yellow Brick Road. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. He's got Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer. That's the one I know.
How old is Sir Elton now?
I think he's in his 70s. His birthday was like a week or two ago.
Gotta be. I only know Tiny Dancer.
I've seen him. Seen him twice.
How did you end up at Elton John?
I went to Vegas.
Had to be in Vegas.
No, it was. They came to St. Louis. It was an Elton John Billy Joel concert. They were together. It was awesome.
And you were with the Rams, so they...
75.
He's 75. Is it like the Rolling Stones, like, make sure you see him?
Yeah, he's, like, doing his goodbye tour right now.
But he's been saying goodbye for years.
He's done several of those, yeah.
But, in his defense, he did announce this, like, goodbye tour right before COVID happened.
Yeah, that's right.
And he had to cancel, like, the whole thing because of COVID and blah, blah, blah.
I'll go. I love Elton John.
Yeah, I want to go see him. Plus, he just came out with a song with Britney Spears.
What did I just read? He gave Britney Spears a number one hit? Is that what I heard?
Well, it's a collaboration between the two of them. No, I don't think this whole song isn't out yet. Britney Spears released a short clip. It's like 20 seconds long, and it's got lines from Tiny Dancer, I'm pretty sure.
Didn't he just do the same thing with, what's her name? What's her butt? Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, yeah.
Didn't he remade one of his songs with her, right?
She sampled it.
What song is that?
I think it is Tiny Dancer. Yeah. I have no idea.
Okay. You lost me here.
Sorry. Okay.
Elton John, the only thing I know is Tiny Dancer. I didn't even know Billy Joel.
You know the Princess Diana song.
Yeah. Goodbye, Norma Jean. Candle in the Wind.
Yeah. Oh, Candle in the Wind. Yeah. That was for Princess Diana when she died?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He made the song Candle in the Wind, and then he redid it as a tribute to Diana.
Like a candle in the wind.
Yeah, that's the song.
How do you know all this stuff?
Dude, I know a lot.
Yeah,
we're bored on the road.
He's down with the pop culture, unlike you, Beto. Cap.
You know what? Where's Laura to yell at me? How do you not know this? You know, but yeah. I don't apologize for not knowing 75-year-old white guy music, man.
I didn't ask you to apologize. I'm just saying he knows that you don't.
It's Elton John.
That's all.
Because DeMarco's cool. Leave Baby Whale alone. Awesome. He knows what's up.
I did not know that Billy Joel cursed that much. Good God.
He does?
He does.
Every other word was the F word.
Good. Now I like him. All right.
It was awesome.
Let's go see him.
Piano Man was like great. When he stopped, New Yorker.
I think he's from Jersey.
Straight up, whatever it was.
I don't know.
Coast guy.
He's a Jersey guy, isn't he? Billy Joel?
Oh, we'll look it up here.
Uptown Girl.
I was going to say, I feel like, yeah, that's like what the
Wait,
song
is. Oh, Springsteen's
was,
Jersey. Yeah.
Springsteen nope. is very Jersey.
Okay, all right, yeah. He's Jersey.
So is Bon Jovi.
I got to go watch Sopranos again, man. I started it again last week.
I missed that show. Tony's not dead.
Tony's not dead.
He's not dead.
That's your theory?
He's not dead.
That's your theory about Sopranos?
You're
he's
dang
not
right.
dead.
Tony's not dead.
You just can't
We
die.
Are losing mobsters, aren't we? A bunch of guys
All right,
away.
So as we
yeah,
move
yeah.
on here.
Anyway, go ahead. We are, though.
You're a mobster
the
show
actors.
Here.
Yeah, we're losing a bunch.
Oh, the actors.
Billy Joel's from New York City, by the way.
New York City? Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. We got your update. That's what you need to know. Thank you, Lindsay. We appreciate that.
You're welcome,
Beto. Oh, yeah. All right. So now, as we continue to go, football season is here for you.
Woo!
What happens to you during the season, DeMarco Farr?
What do you mean?
You're the sideline reporter.
I go crazy. Yeah.
And you're not your traditional sideline reporter where you just do three interviews and that's it. You're giving analysis from the field and they throw down and a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
So you walked in here with a spotting board where you have a depth chart.
Yes. So I'm making my cuts for the Rams.
You should send a tweet. Of that, I mean, blur out some of the names of the guys we can cut.
I actually got this from Maurice Jones-Drew.
Okay.
Yeah, this is his new thing. Someone's doing this for him. So usually I just go off the flip from the game.
Yeah, the flip from the game.
Yeah, flip from the game. But, I mean, this is great. So
for you this week, or for game week, let's say Bills next week, right? What happens to you? Do you watch film? Are you one of those guys? Or do you just, like, ask questions. How do you feel?
No, right now I'm, what, two quarters into the last game the Rams played?
The preseason
game? Bengals, yeah.
Okay.
I'm two quarters in.
How do you watch a game? Because you don't watch it like a normal fan. How do you watch?
You know, I watch it the same way as when I was a player. So I start inside out.
Speak English.
So I start where the football is, where the center has his hand on the ball. So I watch those three guys, and then I work all the way out to the receivers. So I start from the middle of the field, like for one play, then rewind it, then watch the next guy, rewind it, watch the next guy, rewind it.
So
you watch every play like 11 times, sometimes more.
How long does it take you to get through a quarter?
I'm two quarters into the game that just was played on Saturday. So usually I finish right around Thursday.
Why do you do this?
It's football, man. It's what I enjoy. It's like Usher warming up. Like, okay. If I'm watching film and Lindsay calls me, I might be rude. She may call me a jerk, but that's what I love
to
do.
Okay, so you watch what the center does?
I watch, yes.
And even in preseason?
Everything. Because all that stuff will
come
back.
You don't have to do this in preseason.
All that stuff
will
come
back. You're watching guys who are going to get cut.
You've heard this before, right? In preseason, it's all vanilla.
Yeah.
Vanilla offense, basic offense, right? Well, that's 25% of your plays come the regular season. This is the stuff they're going to come back to. That's why they're showing it. This is a routine play. This is a first and 10 dive. So let's see how they did back then. Let's see how they're doing now. So you match what they're doing, the opponent, versus what the Rams are doing.
You do that every single week?
Every single week.
And you do it for both sides of the ball?
Yes. And special teams.
And special teams?
Yes.
Wait, special teams, there's just a guy running down the field. And you watch him?
There's more to it than that, but yeah.
But I mean, just keep it basic.
Like, I want to know who's out there.
There's some guys who run and they do crazy stuff, and other guys are just kind of going through the motions down the field.
Yeah, I want to know who's out there. Like kickoff, right? Some people say I waste time watching kickoff because...
You waste time watching kickoff because it's a touchback.
Right, but I want to see who's first down on the kickoff team. Oh, yeah, it tells me a lot. When the ball's in the air...
Do you have to do this?
Have you seen the signal when they give you the crosses?
Yeah.
The returner, that means it's going to be a touchback?
Yeah.
See, when the arms come out, guys start to slow up. I want to know who those guys are. There are other guys that run straight through the line.
What are you looking
like
for?
Like it's 1970.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for that guy that takes it seriously. He doesn't care about touchback. He cares about sprinting down the field, which is your job.
Hmm.
That's effort. That's a guy I would want to keep. That's what I mean. This is the stuff you watch in preseason. Like the Lance McCutcheon guy.
Yeah.
Good receiver. It might be a little crowded in that receiver room, so you're going to have to play special teams as well as play receiver. So I'm watching you and your effort on special teams.
That's the voice of DeMarco Farr, Rams sideline reporter. You'll hear him all season long right here on 710 ESPN. JB Long, Maurice Jones-Drew on the broadcast, up in the booth, on the field will be DeMarco. So yeah.
I know Bethel you're Grand. Good. I know you're a good receiver, but on teams, I'm going to know how much you love the game. That's the stuff I look for.
See, this is like Kaplan has worked as a sideline reporter, former kicker, and he had his experience in the NFL. And Sedano does play by play. And, you know, I do high school stuff, I do some college stuff, I do that. So I have the spotting board like that. But there's no way I could go and watch a game that you do because I wouldn't know what I'm looking at.
Well, let's watch film, man. Come on. I love it. I love watching film. Yeah.
Fun. Now, when you watch the game, are you watching like the Channel 2-7 broadcast or they send you special tape?
It's an app. So it's not
a special app.
So there's three different versions. There's an end zone, there's an all 22 shot.
Uh-huh.
That's everybody. And then they splice in the TV copy. So I get to see that as well.
So you're watching like an old school coach.
Pretty much. Exactly the same stuff I've done as a player. I just never stopped. I'm just not getting hit anymore. So this is funny, right? When I watch a football team, let's say the New York Giants are getting ready to play the LA Rams. So I'll watch their stuff and I'll watch what they're asking their guards to do and who they're blocking. And then I'll watch the Rams stuff and look at Aaron Donald and go, you have no chance.
Yeah.
Like, you know it's coming. If you try this against him, he's going to do X, Y, and Z.
Do players watch as much film as you?
Probably more, yeah. They get paid to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But not everybody does it, right?
Yeah. And they get paid to, and they actually have, like, caddies. Tiger Woods does not usually set his own ball when he's practicing.
Of course.
Somebody else is doing it for him.
Yeah.
Well, film study for players, you're sitting in the chair and the coach is doing it. So all you have to do is take in the information. Me, I have to, find the play, watch the play, do all that rewinding and stuff.
Yeah, it's different because the technology is so crazy now. Remember, we watched, you know, we watched Friday Night Lights. They have the old projectors against the screen and
real to real stuff.
Real to real stuff. Now it's an app that gets sent to you, right? And you can find out whatever you can get. Look, my daughter,
I can watch it on my phone.
It's crazy the technology that's out there, because for example, my daughter plays club soccer, right? She's good, third division, whatever. And there's teams that we play against where they have the eye in the sky, and the teams will have a monitor on the girl's leg, and then you can go home and watch exactly how far your daughter ran, all the plays that she had. And these are like 10, 12-year-old kids doing that. High schools now, everybody has, if you don't have this technology. So there's a reason that kids now, when they go to college, they're expected to start as freshmen because they don't have that year of adjusting to college anymore because they've been doing this stuff since Pop Warner. I mean, how many Pop Warner teams have you seen 8-year-olds and they have the swag chain, but they also have the technology, and the coaches know what's going on.
I see a lot of it now. Yeah,
the kids know what these plays are. That you guys, like, think about how easy it was when you were called baby whale.
I know
it was just, hey, hit the guy in front of you. Now they have the terminology. It's crazy.
Beto, the Rams have a video board at practice. So
what does that mean?
Usually they have a video board at practice. So usually back in the day, you'd practice, right?
Yeah.
And they videotape everything. So when practice is over, you go into a meeting and you watch that practice again. And you make corrections, right? So that takes about an hour after practice. So it's one of the worst things ever because you're wet, you're sweaty, and you don't have enough time to take a shower. So you're sitting there watching video, and you know you have to do your corrections. Now there's a video board on the practice field, so you can do them right there in real time.
No way.
Oh gosh, it's
all teams have this.
It depends on how much money you have. But it's this team is almost a zero excuse football team. There is no excuse for you not
to get
better.
So the premier teams have this then.
Yeah, it depends on who you're
on. Do you like that?
I do, absolutely. Absolutely, whatever makes you better. Think about that.
If you were a player, would you like that?
Yes, you can watch it right there. We can make the corrections right there. I don't have to go 6 or 7 plays making the same mistake. We can correct it right here and get the problem solved and move on to the next one.
It's crazy how everything's evolved the last couple of years, right?
Oh, it's nuts.
Because it used to be, hey, slap the player on the butt, go. Put your hand in the dirt, go. And it was the coach who had a piece of paper in his back pocket wearing the bike shorts, right? In the polyester polo.
Different now. Their training room. Our training room back in the day used to be like a bunch of tables, ice baths, heating stuff. You know, stuff when you think owies and boo-boos to make you feel better, right? Now the training room looks like a weight room. So it's all interactive. It's all integrated.
All of it.
That's why when
crazy.
Guys get hurt here, like Jordan Fuller, Ram safety, gets hurt, misses a few games, comes back as a better athlete.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Right.
The technology it's crazy. Out of control. So that's what you do all week long.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we can't call you?
You can. If I don't answer the phone, which means I'm busy. But
so how many hours do you spend on film in a day?
Once I put the kid to bed, usually she goes to bed around 8. So, knock off about 1 o'clock in the morning?
No way.
It takes a while, man. If you really want to watch it, if you really want to know what's happening, it takes a while. And it's funny, right? You'll start to see rhythms and patterns.
Yeah, so you go faster. During the regular season, are you watching this much?
Okay, I tried to tell people, and it sounds like I'm bragging, right?
No, I'm right there with you, because when I get ready for a fight, I go back and watch these guys, whether they're 2-0 or 3-0, and I'm watching on YouTube. I'm watching. It's fun. People are like, why are you watching an old fight? Because you want to pick up tendencies.
I'd never said this before, but go back and watch the Rams Super Bowl versus the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, I'm in the corner of every end zone right where he caught it. Because I've seen McVay all year long. I know where he's going with the ball. I know how he's going to attack. It's funny. Once you start to watch this stuff over and over, you can see patterns develop.
Really?
When they do this, he's about to do that.
So if we go back and watch all the highlights of the Super Bowl, you're in the corner.
When Cooper Kupp catches that touchdown pass, he's coming right at me.
And you knew that was coming at you.
Yeah, it's like, this is what he's going to try to do. They're going to get this coverage, and boom, there it goes. Yeah.
Technology is just changing.
You think Tony Romo's doing this stuff like it's magic?
Oh, man, no, when people say
his video.
When people are right. Dude, don't even get me going on the when people are like, oh, he's guessing so well. I'm like, I want to say it.
Video.
Exactly. Right. This is why. It's like, oh, he's clairvoyant. He's taking like, no.
The guy's
he
watching tape, yeah.
He knows what's going on. This is fascinating. I'm glad we're talking about this technology stuff because I want to get in. Did you see what happened with the Adam Wainwright this weekend?
Oh, Wayno again?
No. It's about the technology.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that coming up. So Donald and Cat, Bethel Durant, DeMarco Farr on 710 ESPN. There you go.
Tired Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Junior Mafia, 1995.
Yes, sir.
Conspiracy.
It was a very good year.
Oh, you're moving around right there.
Very good year.
There you go. Yes. That's the voice of DeMarco Farr, Super Bowl champion, Rams sideline reporter, Mr. I watch 8 hours of film every night. No, it's like six, right?
About five.
Five. Yeah. I'm trying to give you more work than that. And that's I'm Bethel Duran filling in for Zidano and Cap all afternoon long for you. I'll be back tomorrow. You're back this week sometime, right?
Thursday, Friday with Momo, right?
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, okay.
Lindsay Baseball here. Taylor working the board.
I'm not afraid of Momo anymore.
Why would you be scared of her?
She used to intimidate me.
Oh. I had so much fun when you guys hosted.
She's awesome.
2 weeks
Why?
Ago. I feel like you guys had one of the most fun shows that I've been on for
a
while.
She's fun.
You ever been across from Momo?
Yeah.
When she gives you that stare?
No.
Never?
Not the stare.
See, it might just be me, but
she's a very smart... intelligent woman.
She went to Cal.
Like that can be intimidating.
I thought she's a Stanford girl.
She is, but the joke on Ireland is that they went to Cal.
Yeah.
But yeah, she went to Stanford. Yeah, Stanford people tell you they're amazing. It's all right.
Stanford people are, they're interesting.
They're people who wish they could have gone to Washington.
Oh, look at that.
Taylor's from Iowa. We're all ready to go. Lindsay's Ohio. Having a lot of fun here. All right, before the break, though, we were talking about the technology that you watch and how everything's changed. You're a baseball fan.
Yeah.
But did you see what happened with Adam Wainwright over the weekend? Or yesterday, actually.
No, what happened with
Yesterday, Wainwright was mic'd up.
I kind of blocked him out.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get away from the politics.
I had to talk about him every day for like 8 years.
He's a different kind
or
of guy.
6 years.
But yesterday, he was mic'd up on ESPN. And this year, we've seen a lot of players get mic'd up. We saw it during the All-Star game and guys talking. And usually, they're like little chummy conversations back and forth. Ha, 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 cool. But yesterday, this was pretty cool. Wainwright was mic'd up during his warm-ups. So he goes through his routine, and mind you, baseball pitchers are some of the worst people in the world the day that they're starting.
Salty.
You do not talk to them. You don't look at them. Other guys
don't
are
ask
like,
for pictures.
Yeah.
Lindsay.
Don't ask for anything.
I've asked for baseball players for pictures on the days that they warmed up when
really?
I was younger.
The day that they're pitching?
See, that's bad. That's
when I was
bad.
Younger, yeah.
Oh, they're little kids, though. They're not going to say
anything. Yeah, shouldn't do that. Kid, okay, but go ahead.
But relievers don't count. But a starting pitcher usually is in that zone, locked in. In baseball clubhouses, they get to pick if there's music or not.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. So everybody knows how to react to certain guys. Wainwright yesterday was mic'd up for ESPN, and he took you through his warm-up process. And this part right here got me because he started talking about the mental side of it. And Taylor, hit this.
Get a routine, something that works for you, something that gets you loose. But a routine is great as long as it doesn't become superstition. Because you are what your brain tells you you are.
I like that.
Don't let it become superstition.
I like that.
Your brain, it's powerful.
I like that.
Right? When you played, there wasn't much talk about sports psychology, right? In the beginning.
No, there was.
No, but the way it is now, where a lot of teams have multiple people on staff that do that.
Yes.
Where it was, if you did have somebody, it might have been more motivation. I'm talking about when you're early on in your career, especially at Washington.
Now
these kids are dealing with sports psychologists at 8 years old, which is great.
Really? Wow. Sports psychologists talking to an 8 year old?
I've heard it.
Wow. Okay.
Because parents are looking for that different edge. Everything that you can.
We're all going to Dairy Queen. There are no winners and losers. We're all going to Dairy Queen now.
It's sad at that age that it's not Dairy Queen. It's, oh, go talk to him. You see this a lot in golf and in tennis, individual sports.
Okay, that makes sense for those sports.
Where the mind can take you to different places.
Golf.
Now you, as an athlete, did you have a routine?
I did. And he's right. It did cross over into superstition.
That's my point.
Yeah, where you have to do X, Y, and Z in order to have a great game. In reality, it doesn't matter. So what he says is right. Go get loose. Be the best athlete you can be, whatever sport you're playing, and then go play. But don't let it turn into superstition, like you got to do this every time to have a great game. You'll drive yourself nuts.
Yeah. Let's hear it one more time, Taylor.
Get a routine, something that works for you, something that gets you loose. But a routine is great as long as it doesn't become superstition. Because you are what your brain tells you you are.
You are what your brain tells you you are. Like, see, I've never been a superstition guy, and people get mad at me. I'll say, hey, there's a no-hitter going on. The baseball gods, it's different. You're at home watching, it doesn't matter if you say no-hitter on Twitter. It doesn't matter. They can't hear you in the dugout, right?
Oh, wait.
Oh, people say that.
This is where I'm stopping, because I believe in that stuff.
Yeah. You just said don't let the superstition get in the
if
way.
I'm out there warming up, but you're not that guy, are you? You're not the guy that says no-no or no-hitter.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Why? Why? You're breaking it.
I'm not the one playing.
Dude, I'm not a baseball guy.
If I was in the dugout.
It's him. My God.
Vin Scully would say no-hitter.
That's Vin Scully. He could do that.
Vin was in the park. I'm at home on Twitter popping off.
Oh, don't do that. Come on.
All right, let's stay focused on here.
Go ahead.
The superstition part. What was something that your teammates said that you were just like, what are you doing?
Okay, one of the dumbest things, I was walking into a stadium once. And this,
I like how you said dumbest.
This security guard lady said something about if I splash my water in my face and say something like religious, I'll have the greatest game ever. And I did it.
Oh, come on.
And I had a great game.
Oh, come on.
So now I'm stuck doing this stupid thing every week. Right. It made no sense. It was just dumb.
It wasn't holy water, bro. It was Avion.
Some lady told you to, I love it.
It wasn't even like Avion. It was like faucet water.
Aww.
Right. But I did. I went out and had like 2 sacks.
You should have got the water hose. It would have been the same thing.
Right. Thank you. Now I got to do this every single week.
How many weeks did you do it for?
Like 14 weeks. 14 weeks.
Was that your best season ever?
It was.
Were you a Pro Bowler?
No, I missed the Pro Bowl.
See?
I got hosed, though.
Yeah.
I did. I got hosed. Yeah.
He got hosed.
I was like fifth in sacks or something. Yeah, but it was stupid. It's part of me learning, though. I'm like, this is stupid. This has nothing to do with how I'm playing. But at the time, it was. Right.
So you would go into a stadium, find the faucet, and splash your face.
Get dressed, put the eye black on, walk into the mirror, grab some water, say what she told me to say, and splash my face.
You know, this is where you could have said, I had a teammate that did this.
No,
it was you.
Me.
You're going to own it, huh?
Do you remember what the saying was? I bet you do. You do.
I don't want to offend people, but yes, I do. Oh, I remember. Okay.
There
we
go. Now everybody's getting mad at me. My buddy Ronnie from soccer. I bet you step on the lines on the field too. What's wrong with you?
See? Thank you.
No, I don't step on the lines.
Yeah.
That's just a thing that I do. Just step over the line. You know, you step on the crack, break your mother's back, all that other good stuff.
You guys got a no-no or perfect game going. And you mentioned it.
I'm not playing. I'm not on the team.
It only takes one person to ruin it. Don't you know that? One person.
You're the guy who believed in water from the faucet with holy water.
But it did work for a minute.
Yeah.
It did.
And what happened when the game, you had a bad game?
When I realized, like, this has nothing to do with how I'm playing, that's like maturity. But you're the guy, one guy that mentions it ruins it all. You know this.
Now, I really liked the fact that they were miking him up and you heard this. You, as a casual baseball fan, I like it. Because my son was saying, whoa, I sent it to my son, who is a high school basketball player, and he's really smart. He actually wants to major in psychology. He might even get into that world. Who knows? Anyways, he brought this up. Like, oh, that's cool to hear. They should do that more often.
Oh, God.
It's getting traction.
Who was the guy in the All-Star game that was mic'd up, the pitcher? He was actually on the mound pitching to guys, trying to get them out and talking.
Now, the pitcher, I'm okay with not miking him up while he's pitching.
It was awesome.
Yes,
though.
It was.
If baseball did that, I would watch every day.
You see what happened with
the game?
They did it with Trey Turner yesterday, Dodgers shortstop.
While he's playing, that's awesome.
They're interviewing him, talking, and they hit a ball to him. He bobbles it, and he even says, oh, do we have the sound? Yeah. His partners. Talking about Justin Turner, who was at third.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome.
He said, oh, no.
That's awesome.
Oh, no. That's why I love when they mic these guys up and you hear some things, and that makes you engage with them. And I used to love the NFL films with John Facenda.
Oh, yeah.
When they'd always show, like, the Chiefs coach Whatever. I forget.
22, Thomas Powell.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff.
Like, Hank Stram.
Hank Stram, yeah, yeah. That's it right there.
They're killing me. Whitey, they're killing me.
Yeah, all that stuff. I'm like, wow. How come? And I didn't know as a kid that they didn't do that in the normal games.
Yeah.
So I'm like watching John Madden. I'm like, how come the coach can't hear him?
It's weird. I hated being, it sucks being mic'd up.
Oh, you did that?
Of course. You get to do it at least once. But it sucks being mic'd up because you have to tell people.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, because you don't want them to say something that goes out. So you have to, I'm mic'd, man. You know, I'm mic'd. So you have to kind of mute the conversation.
So don't talk about the girl in the front row.
Anything. Anything. Yeah.
I didn't go to the VIP room with Usher.
Yeah. Yeah. My position, like Aaron Donald, micing him up, it's not, you can't use anything. It's like
nothing. Beep, 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 beep. He's that guy?
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, yeah. You're in the middle, man. You're in the pits. It's different.
What do they say when you're in the pile? Can they use that audio?
Get off me. Get up.
You son of a.
Get up.
Right here. Ask DeMarco what else he's superstitious of.
I don't let black cats cross my path.
Okay.
You ever heard that one?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard that before?
That's bad luck.
Yeah. I had two black cats, and I didn't have bad luck, so.
Yeah.
I don't believe that one.
Look where you're at now.
Exactly.
Just saying, I don't really believe
you're a superstitious guy.
It's just something I don't do. I don't cross poles. Have you heard that one? So if you and I are walking down the street, and if you walk on one side of the pole, I'm going to walk right behind you. We're not going to split the pole. That's bad luck. Have you heard that one before?
No, never.
Man, yeah, I don't know what they did in Alameda to you, bro.
People thought they still think I'm weird for that one. I just don't do that. You and your wife are walking like together, and there's a pole that like a telephone pole.
Yeah,
you'll let her walk on one side, and
you walk together hand in hand.
That's what I'm saying.
Into complete marital bliss. That's why I'm single.
Same thing. Oh my God. My bad. My
bad. Oh, DeMarco Farr, the superstitious one. Bethel Duran, fill in for Sedano and Cap. Coming up, the mascots. We got to pay this off.
Yes.
Got some good story. Oh, we got Big Deal No Deal.
Every day at 6:30.
My favorite. I love this.
You know what? Usually I don't get to 6:30, but today, because this show's so good, I want to play Big Deal or No Deal coming up at 6:30. Then the mascots. Then you. We're here till midnight, 7:10 ESPN. Ooh, really nice. Really nice. Big Deal or No Deal. You thought I forgot, huh, Lindsay? I'm ready
to
go.
You did forget. I had to remind you, but that's okay.
I did not forget once I heard Chris talking. Take it away, Lindsay Baseball.
Thanks, Beto. Super excited.
Yeah, you are.
All right, so this is something that Rams fans are not super excited about, and that is the NFL's top 100 player rankings that came out. It's conducted by the players, and you would be curious about who came in at number one. For the fourth time in its history, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. came in at number one. And Rams Twitter was not very happy about that, considering, you know, most people think Aaron Donald's probably the number one player. But, again, voted on by the players. So do you guys think that this is a big deal or no deal? Beto.
Ooh, I didn't know it was voted on by the players.
Yes. Yeah.
That's going to change my opinion. So I'm going to say it's a big deal. Because when the media does it, we don't know a damn thing. But the players give it a different perspective because they got to go up against this guy. So I do think it's a big deal that the players are the ones that voted for Tom, who's 45 years old, is still doing it in the eyes of guys that he's got to go up against. If it would have been the media saying all this, I'm like, you guys are just trying to suck up to Tom to get an interview. But nah, the players give it a different perspective. I do think it's a big deal because this is ahead of Mahomes.
Yeah.
This is ahead of Russell Wilson, who you love. This is ahead of Justin Herbert, who was a stud. And I'm just going off the quarterbacks. You know, I think it's a big deal that Tom is still number one, and he's a freak of nature at 45 years old.
No doubt. I think it's a big deal for a different reason. I love the Ramley, the Rams family, but stop. Come on. Just stop for a hot minute. We all know. Aaron Donald is the best player in the game.
Yes.
You don't get to the Super Bowl without him. You don't win the Super Bowl without him. We know.
Yep.
But you do know the Rams have three guys in the top 10. It's never been done before. Three guys in the top 10 on one football team. So let's stop being so upset about Aaron being number two to Tom Brady. It's not like Brady stinks.
Yeah,
let's stop. It's a big deal, but let's just stop.
Yeah, I'm going to go with this. If you're a defensive player,
yeah,
you all have to think about Tom, right? If you're an offensive player, it's only the linemen who really have to worry about Aaron Donald on every single play. Like the receivers aren't worried about Aaron Donald, right?
Well, he wrecks everything. He really does. Yeah, he affects everything you do.
That much, huh?
Yeah, everything.
Because if I'm a receiver, I'm just going to go the opposite of where Aaron Donald's at.
Well, yeah, but they still have to get you the football.
I'm going to keep on running as fast as I can.
The problem is the guy that wants to throw you the ball is running from Aaron. Yeah, that's the problem.
You want to know what I think is the craziest about this? You mentioned what? There's three Rams players in the top three, which has never been done before.
Cup, Ramsey, and AD. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of those three guys is not the quarterback.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Matthew Stafford's 27. So that's just, I found that fascinating.
It's awesome.
D-line, secondary, and a receiver. That's
Jalen
crazy.
Ramsey is unreal. Look, as good as Aaron is at his position, you could argue that Jalen Ramsey is as good at his position. Like, he wrecks stuff.
I've heard nothing but great things about Ramsey, the person.
Yes. Like, Aaron is short. He's not very big. He's small for the position, which makes
like
everything.
6'1", maybe? Ish.
A little bit taller than me, and I'm just under 6'1".
Okay.
And he's about 275.
Yeah, but how can you be that big without the eight-pack, bro?
He's all muscle. That's what I mean. So he's small for the position. Jalen Ramsey is the opposite. He looks like he's from Mars.
Yeah. That's a freak right there.
Yeah, and he's really, really good at it.
He can fly.
And then Cooper Kupp the same way. So, yeah, absolutely. Big deal, but in a completely different way.
All right, so sticking with football, of course you guys heard today that the 49ers have agreed to restructure a one-year deal that will keep Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. The one-year deal includes no trade and no tag clauses, and it's worth $6.5 million. It's fully guaranteed, and it includes incentives that can push his money close to $16 million. People were shocked by this. So is Jimmy G's new deal with the 49ers a big deal or no deal, DeMarco?
I think it's a big deal. It says you don't trust Trey Lance. That's what it says to me.
Which, why should they, though, you know?
Because he's good, he's young, and they drafted him.
Yeah, but I feel like...
Hasn't proven a damn thing.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's a mess right now. I hate to say it, but it's kind of a mess with John Lynch. This whole Garoppolo thing.
Yep.
You wanted to turn it over to Trey Lance, and then you're telling the world that, let's hedge a little bit.
Yeah.
That trade should have... You should have let go of Jimmy a long time ago. That shouldn't even have been an issue.
I was hoping that Cleveland would have traded for him.
I think it's a big deal because everybody loves the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
Last year, Lance, we love him. We love him. We love Trey. This year, the moment he starts messing up, like, you know what? Jimmy did get us to the NFC Championship game. If the Rams don't drop that pass, I mean, we could be in the Super Bowl. It's a big deal because of this, Lance.
Oh, you mean the drop pick?
Yeah. There's a no trade clause.
Yeah.
So Jimmy has all the power in this.
He's going to wind up starting again.
And that's the point. So what are you doing with a young quarterback who's going to struggle because you're going to go up against Aaron Donald a couple times? You're going up against teams at NFC West that are going to give you fits. And if he's struggling, you don't want your quarterback looking over his shoulder. You want to have the reassurance of, hey, it's still your job. Hey, it's still your team.
This smells like a front office that's about to ruin a pretty good young quarterback.
This is smells like he's got a great agent.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yep.
Yeah. Or they don't trust Trey Lance.
That could be too.
Yep.
And what are we doing? We're in L.A., the Rams station, talking about the backup quarterback with the Niners because it's all messed up.
You know
up there.
This? You said like everyone loves the backup?
Yep.
Not here. Not me. I like the starter.
Oh, no, but the fans.
No.
Because we all
like the starter here.
Oh, here, yes.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm saying in general.
Matthew Stafford's our guy.
We all love, remember, how about a name for you? Scott Mitchell. We loved him.
Yeah.
Until the Lions gave him a contract.
Usually, if you love the backup, you're not going to the playoffs.
If you love the backup, your team sucks.
Yeah, you're fighting for 6 wins. Yeah.
What my good friend LaCharles Bentley once told me, never let him see your backup.
You know LaCharles Bentley?
Oh, yeah, we go way back. I was his first producer in radio.
He is the captain of the enemy. You know this, right?
Who is this?
LaCharles Bentley. He's an offensive lineman. He was really good before he got hurt.
With who?
He was with Cleveland. He was with the Saints.
He was one of the best ever.
Yeah.
Really?
He got hurt.
And
he
signed like this crazy huge contract, like record-breaking deal with Cleveland. He got hurt on his first snap of training camp, contracted a staff infection, and won like hundreds of millions of dollars in a settlement from the Browns. And now he has an O-line camp where the most elite offensive linemen in the NFL train with
him. That's what I mean. He's training them. He's training the enemy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can't stand him for that.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's still
such a defensive lineman.
He's training guards for Hell's Gate. That's what he's doing.
That offensive lineman world is crazy.
Oh, my God. I can't stand him.
No, because there's a Jesse Sapolu.
Yeah, big
former
Jess.
49er. He runs a great camp for offensive linemen here in Southern California.
All evil.
Trains a lot of the Polynesian players.
All evil. Oh. Can't stand him.
Is anybody doing that on D-line?
Oh, yeah. They have the D-line summit. Von Miller.
Von Miller?
Von Miller, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
All right, well, did you guys know that humans are heading back to the moon? I didn't know this. I didn't know this until recently because the highly anticipated.
Wait, hold on, hold on. Don't you have these alien socks on?
Yeah, I do.
Did I see that on you?
I do. I've got alien socks on for sure.
Please
love
don't
aliens.
Tell me you're a tinfoil hat.
Love
person.
Me some aliens.
Is she tinfoil hat?
Oh,
I mean,
I don't know. Are you, Lindsay?
I don't know. I mean, I okay. like a good conspiracy theory, but I'm not like, you know, John tinfoil. Ireland about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the highly anticipated Artemis 1 was supposed to lift off this morning, sending an uncrewed Orion capsule towards the moon from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. But the Artemis 1 team encountered an issue during the countdown, and they ended up scrubbing the attempt. The next possible opportunity to launch Artemis 1 is this Friday, and NASA officials say that target date is still in play. So Artemis 2 is scheduled for 2024, and that one is going to be crewed by U.S. and European astronauts.
Wow.
So, is humans returning to the moon a big deal or no deal, DeMarco?
I think it's a big deal. I'm shocked. We haven't been back to the moon since?
Not in 50 years, nope.
No way.
Yeah. No humans have walked on the moon since Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and whatever that other guy was.
I don't believe that. Something's
no,
up there.
No, it's true.
They've built a colony up there we just don't know about.
I mean, they've had a lot of spacecrafts, a lot of satellites, all the rovers.
Oh, man,
Tom Cruise is up there. Yeah.
Tom Cruise is on Mars.
Wow.
Not a big deal because the people who I know are going to the moon, I don't know them. Those are super rich people. I'm not involved with them.
No, this is NASA.
Nah, again, super rich people.
but NASA, yeah, I mean, like, they have, and it's not just U.S. astronauts. Like I said, there's going to be some European astronauts. This is like an international thing. So it's not just NASA. They're partnering with other countries where they're making this, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Going back to the moon. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go to Iowa. Figure out those cornfields. Like, that's what we got to do with those crop circles. Let's figure that out. Like, not a big, I mean, it just sounds cool, but it's not a big deal to me because I don't know a damn thing about the moon, man.
Really?
I ain't going to no moon.
That's I love outer space.
Me too, big time.
Yeah, she's tinfoil. Now we know.
I get mad when people say the moon landing was fake.
Yeah.
I get really upset by that.
It's a stage in a
Will
Burbank,
you stop?
Right?
I knew it. See? Don't say that.
No, I'm not. I agree.
Space is just so amazing to me. Like,
yes.
When I was camping in Allegheny, there's this really tall, it's called Stone Tower. It's on the top of this mountain, and we go up there. We've never been up there at nighttime. We've only been up there during the day just to, like, see the mountains and the pretty view. We went there this year at nighttime on one of the clearest nights, and you could see shooting stars everywhere.
Awesome.
You could see the Milky Way
clear
as day.
I love that.
And it was crazy because it just makes you realize, like, how insignificant we are,
yes.
You know, in the grand scheme of things. It's
one
crazy.
Of the best classes I ever took was Astronomy Lab at El Camino College on a Monday night. From 7 to 10, it was cool because you actually see stars. I mean, from Carson, we don't see stars until you get the telescope. I was like, wow, that's the Milky Way, Orion's Belt, all that good stuff.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of stars out here just because
I never left.
It's the light pollution.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Gravity?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was creepy.
Creep
freaked me out.
I loved it. Okay.
But yeah, it was a good movie. All right, so if you guys, speaking of, you know, weird things and conspiracies and whatnot, if you've ever if you've ever thought that you have an identical twin out there that you're unrelated to, guess what? You may be related to your doppelganger. Everyone says, you know, we've all got a doppelganger out there, but people with very similar facial characteristics likely share genetic variants, according to a recent study. Researchers were inspired to look more into the phenomenon of people having a virtual twin without being genetically related to them. So there's been a lot of stuff on, like, TikTok and Instagram stories lately of people that have found their doppelgangers.
Come on.
Just, like, seeing them. There's Google it. There's tons of stories of people finding, oh my gosh, this person is like my twin. So this study, what they did was they took 32 lookalike pairs, and 16 of them had similar DNA compositions to identical twins. And these people have never met before in their lives. Is this a big deal or no deal? DeMarco.
I think it's kind of a big deal. I met my doppelganger.
Come on.
I did.
Who was it?
That's
Kevin Hart.
I asked you, do you like Kevin Hart's, like, 4 foot?
Well, there you go.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Have you met the guy?
Come on. Do you guys watch wrestling?
I do. I love wrestling. I'm a big wrestling fan.
Look up D'Lo Brown.
I know D'Lo Brown. You do look a lot like
See?
Him, actually.
I met him
hold
here.
Hold on. D'Lo. His name is D'Lo?
D'Lo Brown.
D'Lo Brown, and you're DeMarco?
And he says, I get called you every day. And I said the same thing.
Ah!
People think I'm D'Lo Brown.
No!
I swear.
Like,
we met. We talked. Our families are from, like, the same area.
He's from New Jersey.
I got people. Like, we could be related.
On Impact Wrestling.
We could be related.
You are not related to D'Lo Brown.
Bro, when I met him, we were like, wow.
He's 6'3", 268.
See? I was 6'1", 268.
All right.
Yeah.
He went to the University of Maine.
No.
He was a CPA.
Definitely.
Before he got into wrestling.
I know. Yeah.
All right, so just the looks. It's not the brains.
Just the looks.
All right.
Yeah, just the looks.
He's a fan of the Bears.
I used to be.
Oh.
Everybody was kind of not Lindsay.
Nah.
You weren't even born in 85, were you?
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
Nah, her and who was the quarterback?
Jim McMahon. When were you born?
2 years after that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, let me shut up.
92.
Don't even say anything, Taylor. Just stop. Go ahead.
Yeah. Not a big deal because I know there's no other Humberto Duran walking around out there. So.
You never know. You've never found him.
Nah.
Like, so there's a lot of theories out there that everybody has a doppelganger. You don't believe that?
I just thought Seinfeld, like the opposite, you know, but that's it, man. You know, the bizarro world, but I don't think
there's somebody out there that looks just like you.
Nah, Freddie Prinze got old, bro.
Oh my God, wow.
but seriously, look it up. I'll send you guys some links. But like, there's some like these women who are like, oh my God, I found like this girl who looks like my long lost twin sister. And then they start to talking and like they look at pictures from when they were little kids all the way up to now through adulthood. And they look exactly the same like the whole time. It's
I ain't
crazy.
Gonna lie. There's been some times where I'm at the club. I'm like, oh, that's not her. All right.
Wow. Wow.
All right. That's it for Big Deal or No Deal.
All right. Good job, Lindsay Baseball. Big Deal or No Deal. I like it. I like that we had aliens.
Doppelgangers.
We had doppelgangers. We had Lolo Brown. Moon landing with all
Did
kinds
of. Did you say
of,
Lolo Brown?
Yeah.
D'Lo Brown.
Oh, D'Lo Brown. All right. There you go.
Isn't that the hurdler?
Lolo Jones.
Lolo Jones. Who still hasn't been married? Tell me how Lolo.
Good for her.
Tell me how she's still single.
She don't need no man.
Because she's smart.
She don't need no man.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like a taunt.
No scrubs.
No scrubs. Okay.
Coming up more. Sedano and Cap, Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr filling in on 710 ESPN. I miss that guy. Scott Kaplan's on vacation. Sedano's working somewhere in Miami. I'm Bethel Duran alongside DeMarco Farr.
Hey,
having a good time as we're wrapping up. Sedano and Cap and community, we appreciate you guys checking in. They're loving DeMarco.
What's up, baby?
Baby whale.
What's up,
They're
baby?
They're wondering what's all going on with you. And everybody hit the bingo card with all the Cleveland mentions today. And you know why? Because they're irrelevant. Good job, Lindsay, bringing in Cleveland to the show. Right there. We had good conversations.
There's always a good Cleveland reference for
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Wow. You know, we're going strong. Taylor's in. Iowa's strong. Central. Oh, wait, is it? Where'd you go? Northern Iowa,
Northern
right?
Northern Iowa, yeah.
That's
know a lot about Iowa for some reason.
Hey, man.
That's where, isn't that where Kurt Warner went to school?
Yeah.
Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
Isn't that where Ali Faroukamesh?
Oh, no way. Okay.
Ali Faroukamesh.
Yeah. He's a basketball coach now. Some college coach.
Knocked off Kansas. Yeah.
We love Iowa, man.
Wow.
Come on now. I watch Field of Dreams. You know,
is this
heaven? No, it's Iowa. Do I want to go there?
It's not heaven.
Okay, answer this. I said this just this weekend. Iowa's a football state.
And a wrestling state.
Wrestling.
Definitely.
They love their football.
Of the big three, baseball, basketball, football, Iowa is definitely a football state.
For sure.
Yeah. Boom. They come strong. They
From Iowa.
Their fans wear, when they played the Rose Bowl a couple years ago, they wear the overalls that have the black and yellow, right? They're strong. They took over.
When Stanford just trampled them.
Yeah, I didn't bring that part up.
Wow. McCaffrey, yeah.
Hey, Iowa does a good job recruiting here in Southern California. If you can get a kid out of Southern California to go play some football, if you can go anywhere to go play, go for it. But if you're going to go to Washington, even better. Go be a dog. What's the nickname?
Huskies.
The Huskies, right?
Yes.
Did you like their mascot?
Of course.
All right. Did you hear about what happened to the mascots this weekend?
I think I heard one got hurt.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I right?
The Ravens have a mascot named Poe. He suffered a leg injury, torn ACL, after he was tackled by a youth football player.
Way to go, kid. Way to go, kid. Yes, sir.
Why?
Good tackle, baby.
Good tackle.
Yes, sir.
So defensive lineman.
Absolutely.
Now, when you play in the NFL, like there was the reason I'm bringing this up as we're wrapping up the show, HBO Real Sports, I think last month, had a feature by Mary Carrillo on the Mascot Hall of Fame. And I got caught up watching this the other
night. Wait, there's really a mascot Hall of Fame?
Mascot Hall of Fame.
Okay.
The man who created the Philly Fanatic has now transitioned from being the Fanatic into the most important guy in the mascot world. Do you like mascots?
I do like mascots. Wait, the Philly Fanatic.
The Philly Fanatic.
The guy. Created the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so when the Philly Fanatic was created, so the original one was the San Diego Chicken.
Right? That's the original mascot.
That's the original
one.
The Philly Fanatic was born because the San Diego Chicken was out there making moves.
And so kind of blew up.
And kind of blew up. Yeah. So the Phillies wanted to do something in the marketing department. They found an intern to get dressed up, and this kid came up with the persona of the Philly Fanatic, because the Philly Fanatic has that Philly attitude.
He's weird, right?
He's fuzzy. He's green.
Yeah.
And he has that big nose, and he kisses people.
Right, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
And he's the one, if you ever see it, just type in Philly Fanatic Tommy Lasorda, where he and Tommy Lasorda legit went at it. And he tells the story on HBO Real Sports about how he kissed Tommy, and Tommy was mad. So when Tommy went after him, they were really wrestling on the turf at Vet Stadium. So it's really cool. So I was watching this, and the Mascot Hall of Fame, they now give out scholarships.
For mascots?
For mascots.
Wow.
Colleges are giving out scholarships because a lot of these athletes, as they call themselves, are gymnasts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they are. Yeah, they are athletes.
Fantastic athletes. Yeah.
But they make sure to say that they're not mascots. They're athletes performing. And a lot of them go through it. So this brought up, like, the Ravens mascot, Lindsay, tore his ACL, or the bird tore his ACL, Poe?
Yeah, and he never took his head off the whole time.
Never took it off.
In character.
Yeah.
In character.
Yeah, and because I was watching on Twitter, people posting about it, and they were so concerned about him, and I was just like, is he really hurt, or is this like a bit? You know, I couldn't tell, but then he didn't take his head off. Like, his
head
off.
Oh, you can never do it. Rule number one is, they said, you on this HBO Real Sports, you could never let them see you with the head off.
Yes. I know Rampage really well. The Rams mascot stays in character.
Really?
We're good friends.
Have you ever seen Rampage with the head off, or the mask off?
I've never seen the two people in the same room at the same time. So Rampage is a completely different person. Okay? I know Rampage is handler, but he never breaks character.
You can't break character.
And he's a fantastic athlete.
Yeah, and it was on HBO Real Sports, the Mascot Hall of Fame. Check that. It was last month's episode for Real Sports. And because I like the mascot. I get caught up, especially when they used to have the Pac-12 tournament here at Staples Center back then. I'd always take a picture with the Oregon Duck. The UCLA ones, is it Josie or Joe Bruin?
The Bear?
The Bruin.
Yeah.
And then Washington, I have a picture with the Husky.
You don't have the Stanford tree?
The tree's a little weird, bro. like I had, because I would always take a picture with all of them, and I would put it up. That was before Instagram. The tree's weird because Stanford people are weird.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want to take a picture, but then they're messing around so much, you don't know where the face would be. I skipped the tree. I'm
Stanford.
All right.
Yeah.
The tree
I'm
all right. is creepy.
Yeah. Stanford band in general.
No. I just think that the tree with like his big mouth, like his teeth sticking out, like it creeps me out. It reminds me when I was little, we used to go, you know, like my grandparents used to take us to one of those Santa shops where you go like at Higbee's or the mall or whatever, and you go through and you buy little presents for like your parents and aunts and uncles and stuff. And they had a Christmas tree with a face on it that would talk to you. And I was deathly afraid of it.
Okay. Wow. Christmas tree's talking to me. I'm okay on that.
A little bit.
Now, I told you this before the show started. There's mascots in the Mexican Baseball League. So if the Tijuana, the playoffs are going on right now, the Tijuana Toros, games 1 and 2 tonight, the semifinals. If you go to a game in TJ, they have chickens on the field. They have a rooster. They have chango. They have people on the field. And I'll show you pictures. I'll tweet some out. First time I went to Tijuana for a baseball game, they're arguing with the umpires. Chango is going back and forth.
The mascot
is working the umpires, and it's just this, it's chaos.
Like a joke? Is everyone in on the joke, or is he serious?
He goes out there, the mascot Chango has been kicked out.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So the Philly Fanatic, you know, imagine him, he does stuff between innings. No, the mascots in Mexico, they don't care. It's a different world, man. You would love it.
If Madison Bumgarner got traded there,
happy. There's no way.
Yeah, I would love it. I would love for him to try to go through there. That would be great.
These guys would be crazy.
Oh my god!
And then but they do the circuit because they do the regular season in baseball. Then there's also a Mexican Winter League down in Culiacan, Mazatlan, Jalisco, and these guys will just go down there and they work the circuit. This is what they do. They come in. It is out of control. And I was like watching this. I'm like, dude, if they need to do a feature on the Mexican mascots.
Wow.
You talk about wow. Exactly.
So wow.
Go check out.
I didn't scholarships for being a mascot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you gotta be an artist.
Scholarships for e-games?
Yes.
Scholarship for mascots? What else?
Let me just show you this picture right now that I can't
tweet like
out.
Getting
Oh my gosh.
Getting a scholarship as a mascot, I feel like that's totally different. I had a friend in high school. He was a cheerleader, And he got a scholarship to go to Ohio State to be Brutus the Buckeye. And there's a lot going on there.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot you got to do. You have to be like an actual gymnast.
You got to do a lot. And you know what else you got to do? You got to produce a heck of a show. Great job today, Lindsay Baseball.
Lindsay.
Taylor, great job today. DeMarco Farr, an honor working for you.
Yes, sir.
With you for the first
Good
time.
Good to see you, man.
Hopefully not the last time. Bethel Duran, I'll be back tomorrow with somebody. We're going to do the Wheel of Host, as Mason would say.
No, we'll have B-Camp, Brian Kamenetsky. Oh,
way to kill the bit.
That's a Mason and Ireland bit. Come on, polish up.
Oh, all right. Well,
stealing their bit.
Bam, bam, bam. So Donald and Cap, Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr, and you. Thanks for listening to 710 ESPN.